It's Thursday night, Chinuch here. It's all the Yud Elul Aviv. Rav Olsai, we're taping. You're on the green light is on. Early Yud Elul. It's August 31st, in case you care. And we're learning Minchas Chinuch here. Starting a new mitzvah, actually. And therefore, it's time for Yeshua Amen to go over the mitzvahs for us. We're up to number 12. And therefore, we're now the first. And oven, rather. Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you reading from somewhere? No. 6.
Achilas HaPesach.
7.
And the Easter of Nan Bishul by the Korban Pesach.
The Easter of what?
Nan Bishul.
Not?
Nah.
Not eating, not eating it. No. Okay. 8.
I got through that. No, sir.
9.
Hashpasa? Or no.
Hashpasa.
Not eating matzah.
Wrong.
No.
Yeah, right, the first
one. Oh, Hashpasa.
Hashpasa. 10.
Matzah.
11.
Vayu matzah.
Okay, very good. Excellent. You're really much, much better than the last one. Okay, now 12. 12, very, it's rather complicated. And I still don't have clarity in it after all these years, because it always mixes in with Bittul Berov, and it's not so clear ever where that sits in. Now, Mitzvah Yud Beis is Shelo Lechol Dovah Mikol Dovah Sheyesh Bo Chametz. This is, I don't find this evidence. There's no asnav not to eat something that has chazer in it as an ingredient. Either if something has chazer in it as an ingredient, so the following factors universally exist without there being a separate laws. First of all, there's the name Bittul Berov. So if it's bottle, it's bottle. And if it's not bottle, it's not bottle. Then there's the shear to get malchus. Let's say a chazer falls into a pot of meat, of kosher meat. So the shear is always kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. That's the shear to get malchus. Less than that will always be chatzi shear or sumin atayra. Where does bittul fit in? The expression is, if the shoe fits, wear it. If there's bittul, there's bittul. If there's no bittul, there's no bittul. They're like the two separate, a different track.
Tom Kicker, I'm sorry, how does it fit in?
Tom Kicker is a separate thing. If Tom Kicker is the Orisa, so Tom Kicker. And how do you always have to take these things into account? Now, by chometz, some reason, maybe we'll learn it in Minchas Chinuch, maybe we won't. There's a special lav, Shelo Lechol Mikol Dovah Sheyesh Bo Chametz. So what is the case? That there's a separate lav not to eat something that has chametz as an ingredient. That's how I like to say it. Not to eat something that has chametz as an ingredient. Not to eat a food that has chametz as an ingredient. We're learning chinuch now. Shlo lechol medvarim sheish ben. It's va'afal pi she'ein ikir hadover chometz. It's not primarily chometz. We'll see as we learn it what that means. But it has a simple meaning. It's not mainly chometz. Chometz is an ingredient, but it's not mainly chometz.
But rove,
it's, not, it's probably not rove chometz, probably.
Rover could mean, if you look at the object,
maybe, we'll see, but let's see. There's a huge machlokes what this is. Machlokes going kuta chabavli, goyitziboy, that's a kind of a dip that has chometz in it as an ingredient. One of the ingredients of the dip is moldy bread. The kayotzebo. Shenemar is a separate lav. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu, upirshu zichronim levracha, she'inyan hakosuf hazeh yore bezeh, that it's talking about something that has chometz as an ingredient. Hello? Unless it's an emergency, I still have to 9:30. Upirshu zichronim levracha, she'inyan hakosuf hazeh yore bezeh, we have Midibri Kabbalah, Shekach Kiblu HaPerish Bo, that is talking about Taruvus Chometz. Now, take notes. V'das HaRambam Zichrono Levracha, Shem Yesh Macholam Eilu Kazayas b'chdei achilos pras, right? If the density, I think we said it means, the density is a k'zayis b'chdei achilos pras. Osman ha-toyra b'lav, that's what the lav is talking about. The lav is talking about that there's a chomesh b'chdei achilos pras. And you might say, wait a second, if there's chomets there, a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, then you get karas. So that's the chiddush. According to the Rambam, the lav knocks it down from karas to just a lav. Kolayma the malchus avalola karas. Because there must be a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. But that's what this lav is talking about. So there's no karas, even though you ate a chomets kazayas b'chdei achilas pras, but you did it in not with pure chametz, but with something that has chametz only as an ingredient. So even if you, it is talking about that there's a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. Mikivon shenet koymel amalkus al b'lachol. Now here he says kivon shenes ariv b'roz. Now, I would like to learn, meanwhile, that the Rambam can't mean that it's bottled the rove, because it's not logical that Torah would ask for something that's bottled the rove, sort of make a contradiction in its dim. So we'll say for some reason it's not bottled. Maybe it's nikar, noticeable, discernible, it's not bottled. Maybe there's tam there, so it's not bottled the rove. But the point of there not being roll is that's why it's only taruvus chametz and not chametz. Because what determines that it's not primary chametz, but chametz as an ingredient, is roll, the 50% mark. So that's why I'm learning, meanwhile, that's why it says mikivon shenesara b'roll, that's why it's only taruvus chametz. But there is a chametz, a k'zayis chametz, with fe'achilus pras. You get malchus and not kares. But it's only taruvish chametz, not chametz.
Is it the kula? The lav is the kula?
I don't know what you mean by a kula. Without the lav, maybe it would be mutter totally. But the lav is that it's only a lav and there's no chorus.
I thought the Rav said if it's desired to say this process before the Torah kula, we would say.
I said how my hagdama was how things are lechayra and kala Torah kula.
Yeah.
I said chametz is different, as we'll learn.
So the lav, in a certain way, compared to kolat Torah kula, comes out as a kula.
Forget about kolat Torah kula now. We're learning this. The Rambam Shita is that the lav, everybody knows that there's a separate lav not to eat something that has chametz as an ingredient. According to the Rambam, there is a kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. Nevertheless, because it's not primary chametz, it's secondary chametz, it's only a lav and not koras. What does secondary mean? The Rambam says there's a robe. It's not a robe. If there's not a robe with batel, surely would the Torah Asra come to batel the robe? Probably not. I'm learning now at least. And therefore, there's a lot of reasons why something wouldn't be batel. There's a lot of reasons why something shouldn't be batel. Maybe it's discernible. Maybe this time. Okay. If there's not even a kzayis chomis b'chdei achilas pras, lo yeh b'malchus. You wouldn't even get malchus. Elamachus mardus. V'sheinu osam in ha-toyre elamid rabbonon. Now that's even though, remember that chatzishir is osam in ha-toyre. So when the Rambam is saying it's not osam in ha-toyre elamid rabbonon, it's also saying that it's that it's not even a chatzishir. It's worse than a chatzishir. You say chometz is different. Chometz has an ingredient. If there is a pesayis b'chilas pras, it's still not koras, even though there's pesayis b'chilas pras. Not koras. It's only a lav. It's a separate lav. And if there's no pesayis b'chilas pras, it's mutter m'deraisa. Okay.
Why is Marcus Margus?
Marcus Margus, anytime something does to me, the Rabbon, and you get Marcus Margus.
Oh, yeah?
Ain't Kosu Bechiburi Hagodol. This is the Rambam in Yarachazoka. In other words, not only in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He was quoting till now Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now he's Yarachazoka-ing. According to the Rambam, Yavu Alav Azed, the Kol Machmetzus Lehechashinus Arav, Kazayas Chamek, Vesteachilus Prashi, Yabolav, Kom Al Malkus, Lo Bekoris. Okay, that's clearly the Rambam. By the way, we're going to learn how Machlegas Rambam and Ramban, but if you learn the third parak of Tzachim, Elu Ovrin, you're going to see that there's a Machlegas Rambalezer and Tanakamo and Chachomim that sounds like this Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. It could be just a question of who we passing like. The Moshe, what the Rambam just said, it's very, very complicated. Sugya, I'm thinking now, but it doesn't say Beferish in the Gemara what it's talking about, Machlokas Yishainim. So, on Kaponim, the Rambam passing like it would seem that Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara holds. Okay. So that's the Rambam. Clear. Kula and Lechora can't be that it's bottle barol, so it must be not bottle barol, but it's discernible. Still, it's only Malkus, not Chorus, and that's even if there's a Kazayas for the Achilles Pras. And if it's not a Kazayas for the Achilles Pras, it's Mamish Mutta Medirai, so you don't say Chatzishir also in the Torah. That's the Rambam. For Ramban, Zichrono Levracha, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Hepech Mizem. The Lomar, the Omar, Shalav Azeh Inu Nechshe B'chal HaLavin. There's no reason why this Lav, Kol Machmetzus Lo Socheilu, should have its own slot in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Ela Shehu Min HaLavin, Arabim Shabo B'chomit B'sa'or. If you look at the Torah, you count in the Torah, is a big repetition of Lavim on Chomitz and Sa'or. Lo Yirah L'cha Chomitz, Lo Yirah L'cha Sa'or. It says it a few times. So this is another repetition. Kol Machmetus Lo Socheilu. Lahoros Omar Shomu Chachomim B'Gemara. And there's an asmach to what it says in the Gemara. Eli Elish and Chomitz Me'elov. How do you know something is also to have on Pesach, even if it became chametz only through a leavening agent, like you put in Sa'or, it doesn't become chametz on its own. So maybe it's being marbe in such a case. That type of chametz, you know, starting from ground zero, you don't know about chametz. So maybe it's marbe thing that we just assume is a double portion, it's marbe that it's also. What?
The pasuk of Seor, which is actually yeast in Machmetzis.
Yeah.
That doesn't, wouldn't run into that
pasuk.
The love of
Kol Machmetzis Kol Socheilu.
Of Acher, we couldn't learn from Seor.
No, Seor is Har. But it itself is Chometz Gom. Chometz. Super Chometz. Says the Ramban, when you're talking about chametz that got mixed into other things as an ingredient, kolzman shiyah by kazayis b'chdei achilus pras. I don't understand you. If there's a kazayis b'chdei achilus pras in the mixture, the zayin tzorach lav b'chnei atzmo. I don't need a separate lav for that, says the Ramban. Da'areyu kilu hu ba'ayin ben shviyesh b'koris my b'cholin chametz hu ben. Chametz, you have chametz. You remember, it's probably not bottled the roll for whatever reason. So if there's a kazayas with the achilas pras, what do I need another pasuk for? What do I have another pasuk for? Why should it be not? Why should a guy not have chorus? There's a kazayas with the achilas pras. Yes, certainly you should get chorus. No special pasuk for such a guy. Zayin tzarech lav b'chnei atzmo. Dareyu kilu ben v'yesh b'chorus my v'chol chametz hu ben. At this point, the Chinuch doesn't say what the Isser is, whether it's in Rabbanon or in Chatzishir or in Atayra. Doesn't say. And this reflects Rabbanon, really. A Chomet Gomer on his Kares. The kosher desires of chila chelas pras dagon gomer nikra. Valeruvo, it's taruvos. Klomar, Shehu Pochus Mekudayas 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 Pras, Below Kuch. Below Kuch means one. Wait, but he just said himself it's all, sir. Okay, he's going to say at the end of the mitzvah, it's Chati Shira, come on, sir. So, Bulai Klu means no punishment. Sure, same mitzvah, Zu, Mashik Asavna, Bissahor, that it's Chomets to remind us of the Nisim Yisrael, it's a terrible thing. Ulam Mechazik Adol B'libenu, the son of our Torah, men who call Kach. It's like about the Zorah. Chomets is up there with about the Zorah. You got to count the amount of times that the Torah says, don't have Chomets, don't eat Chomets, don't eat Chomets. A lot of times.
So why did you say, is the last thing before the Ramban? This is just one many loving, or to Makadesh that even if it's like the Kimutra I did that were up there, it's
both. He says they can learn out a lot of drushes from it, and there are smachtas. This is this major drush in the Gemara, but it's not coming to establish a new type of chametz. Dina mitzvah in Zvarim Chenichlu b'Isra Zeh Mahein u'Mashmom B'Yesef Protel b'Psochem. So really it's almost as if the Rambam passes like a Belezer and the Rambam passes like Chachamim. It's a big deal. V'Negad Zvarim B'Nekevos Salav Chol Mokam B'Luchol Zman Vover Aleh Aloke U'B'Tanai Shia Ben Kzayis B'Zeh Achilus Pras Moshe Rabban. But ain't book chorus without a Rambam chorin l'bracha. Without a Rambam chorin l'bracha, yesh book chorus. If there's a kazayt dechidus pras, it takes its place among the regular lavim with chorus. Main book kazayt dechidus pras, ain't book chiyav malchus. El adina kachas yishia shosim in a tarv, ain't like an olam. But they yoy yishayim dechorin l'bracha.
Bam,
wait. Okay. It's not clear though, before he said that like the Rambam it's only also with the Rabbanah. We didn't understand why. Maybe the Rambam is Lashitasa, I'm just suggesting this. If something that has chametz as an ingredient gets its own love, even if there is a Kazai Bukhilas Pras, so that means maybe it keeps its love. When there's less than exact dechilas pras. In other words, some reason chametz, something with chametz as an ingredient is not chametz. Not a chetz of chametz. Not how we want to understand it. Not chametz. The Torah is marbid. But so according to the Rambam, if it's less than a kazayas with dechilas pras, it's not even also. When it's only an ingredient.
That's what they're both murdered to, Rambam.
What? That's what the Mechinuch said before. Even though here he says, he mashma, he conflates the Rambam and the Ramban and he puts them together. But Bukhari doesn't mean that. What? Nobody said any word about Bittul yet.
But I don't understand why there would be. Would you think it's only an ingredient?
I don't know. You see it both according to the Rambam and Ramban. Chometz, something with chometz as an ingredient, is treated differently than in Kol HaTorah Kula, the one called Masura. The rest of the Rosh Hashanah. For some reason, Lo Miboy, according to the Rambam, they're talking about a Kazayas B'Chay Achilas Pras, and still you're not getting chorus. But even according to the Ramban, it's talking about various drushes that we make. Wait. Yeah, and the Pasuk's talking about that there's no kazayis b'chay achilus pras, right? Regarding vis-a-vis, it's marble other things, But you don't even end up getting malchus unless the kazayas pasachi was pras. That's what seems to be not so glad according to the Rambam.
I'm just saying, just because the halacha by some it has nothing to do with.
Yeah, again, according to all Tanoim, this pasuk differentiates between comments and other issues. According to the Rambam, in a major way, in that even a kazayas pasachilus pras does not get malchus, does not get korach. I mean, rather malchus. According to the Ramban, it's according to Ramban, if it's the pasuk's talking about, no, the pasuk's talking about. According to Ramban, the pasuk's talking about. If it is a k'sayis de'achilus pras, you get your old chorus. No, there's nothing. And if it's less than k'sayis pras, subscribe to what? No, according to the Ramban, it's chasishir osam in the Torah. The main book is de'achilus pras. You don't get malchus. According to the Ramban, that's you have to be mechazes in the Ramban and the Rambam. According to the Ramban, at the very end of the chinuch, he's talking in the Ramban, and he's saying if it's no kedayis with the achilas pras, there's no malchus, but it's chazishir osam in the Torah. Now you're looking at Lachum, who said it must be you don't get a punishment. Look at the end of the chinuch, the last few lines of the mitzvah. That is zino kashir chazishir osam in the Torah. So, yeah, but it's also in our Torah. So it comes out, it's created according to the Chinuch, a machlokas Rambam Ramban, not only when there is a kazayas b'chteachilus pras, that according to the Ramban you get korish. And according to the Rambam, that's what the pasuk is talking about, and you don't get korish. But even if there's less, when also, when there's less than a kazayas b'chilus pras, so according to the Rambam, and this the chinuch doesn't speak out, you just have to remember it. According to the Rambam, it's only osum midrabbanon for some reason. And again, I say the reason is because you see, according to the Rambam, taruv is chometz is a category b'fnei atzmo, a type of chometz. So there, chatzishir is like mamish bottle. And according to the Ramban, it's chatzishir osum in haTorah.
And what are they both modern? The last line says, for example, Yodush name.
That it's osur. You have to say that it's osur. But definitely, he said, according to the Rambam, it's only osur with the Rabbanon. And according to the Ramban, he's saying it's osur in the Torah. But I understand it perfectly. It's not a chiddush, it's not a doicha. Because according to the Rambam, if there's a kazayas b'chei achilas pras, you don't get korish, you get malchus. What does that mean to you? You don't know. I'll tell you what it should mean to you. It should mean to you that something with chometz as an ingredient is a separate category. You can't. It's not just chometz that got mixed into something else, and it's chometz, but it got mixed into something else, and it's not bottle barol. It's chometz as an ingredient, and you see you don't get korish for it. It's like chometz nuksha. I'm only comparing it in the sense that it's a separate type of chometz. Haruva's chometz. So even if it's like that, so now, once you tell me that, and you're not getting kares, even though you're eating a kazayas of chometz, and pochos me'achilus, you're eating a kazayas of chometz and klei achilus pras, so it's not a surprise to me if you tell me, according to the Rambam, if there's no kazayas of klei achilus pras, that it's only osur midrabbanon. It's not even chatzishir osur min haTorah. So this is like a weird thing. So it could be like it's like the concept of vittel. You know, it's already like such an infinitesimal part of the. If it's really bottle, I don't think anybody's talking about where it's really bottle. I don't know, we'll see in the Menachas Chinuch. I'm not sure yet. But the pastors, I would say that nothing here should be construed as being in contradiction of the. The laws of bittul. You know, if it's bottle, it's bottle. If it's not bottle, it's not bottle.
Not for rock. That's
rock. What?
That's the rock of a rock. It's a bittul.
It's not bottle.
Okay. Well,
you want to know?
You can't be talking about pieces.
It's not bottle. It could be it's not bottle because it's discernible. It could be it's not bottle because it gives off time. We'll see in the Milchas Chinuch, I'm quite sure. He's makil because he has something that the Ramban says is regular chometz, regular pares, and the Ramban puts it a notch down and says it's only malchus, not pares. That's kedayis b'fei achilas pras. He's also makil and not a kedayis b'fei achilas pras. He says it's mutter m'diraisa. It's only osma d'rambanon, and the Ramban says it's good old chatzishir osma d'torah. Because according to the Ramban, it's almost, it doesn't seem like Teruvah's Chometz is treated any differently than Teruvah's of any other Isser. Because he says, man, you're going down the tube, you're getting chorus. And if there's no Kazai Dechilas Pras, you'll apply the regular rule of Chatzi Shir Osam and HaTorah. So we're not playing favorites. So what does the Pasuk come to tell you? It comes to tell you a lot of other things. There's plenty of other drushes. It's another law in the Ribuy of Yisurim on Chometz. So that's all. But he doesn't want to look at Teruvah's Chometz as a separate type of entity. Okay, now we'll learn. Okay, we'll stop here. Sunday we'll start learning Minchas Chinuch. I hope he doesn't talk. Okay, we got clear. I hope Minchas Chinuch doesn't mess us up. I'd say the easiest thing to assume here is that there's no bitter. That's the easiest. Okay.